This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we hear what happens when you combine fishing with rap music. Eli Fields was born and raised in Kodiak, and he discovered his love for music early.
I started rapping as early as like 10 years old. I have poems from way back in my childhood.
Fields is just 17 years old, but he already has a proper studio album in the bag. His debut, Paper and Crayons, was released earlier this month.
What's the time? Is it time for change? Time to rearrange this game that we all play. I'm still stuck in my bed with this beat on play. Head cuffed in distress, trying to relive today. See, it's the way life ends from a squeeze of a finger. It leaves me bewildered on what life really means anyway. So anyways, it really makes you think how kids won't live to see tomorrow. Yet I'm stressed over the little things.
A few things stand out when listening to the album, but the most surprising is that among the 17 tracks on Paper and Crayons, there isn't a single profanity. Although Fields says that wasn't always the case in his music.
When I first started rapping, I didn't have a positive message at all. That was when I was doing quite a bit of drugs and I was into all sorts of stuff. And I kind of realized, you know, this music isn't really helping anybody. And so I decided that I wanted to have a more positive message with my music. And yeah, I mean, just share something that helps people or inspires them or just gives them like a positive message. And it's not like tearing people down or anything.
Another major theme in the album is Alaska, and specifically Fields' hometown of Kodiak. There is no shortage of rhymes about mountains, hiking, and salmon.
Yeah, it's just a family business that I've been doing ever since I was born, and so when I started rapping, naturally, I kind of merged the two together and made quite a few rapping songs about fishing.
Fields even produced a video for one of his songs that features him and his fishing crew rapping, pulling nets, and slingshotting rubber gloves. The majority of the video takes place on a fishing skiff.
That video is called Uyak, and it's named after the bay we fish in. I knew that summer I wanted to make a music video that had to do with fishing and a song that had to do with fishing. And I kind of talked to our crewmen about it, and they were, like, all for it. They thought it would be awesome. And I actually got one of them who said he would write a verse for me, Taylor Made, who's featured in that video.
If you know what I mean, stay ready when I step on the scene. Rocking them orange and yellows, ready to go picking with my fellows. When they say me come flocking, boy, them tofus, they stocking swells. Got that skid flocking, picking the fish when they be flopping. For me, they ain't stopping.
Well, so you have the fishing video. Are you going to have a crabbing video? You got to have crabbing, right?
You know, if I was a crabber and I knew crabbing, then I would make tons of crabbing videos. But as it turns out, I've never been crabbing in my life. So, I mean, I don't know. We'll just have to see.
One thing you can count on is Fields staying true to himself. After all, how many rappers use their real name as their stage name? Fields might not fit the typical mold, and he might never become famous. But he plans on making more music regardless.
I love rap music, and if I could somehow make a career out of writing and making music, like, that'd be great. But that doesn't mean I'm going to, like, you know, try to be somebody that I'm not. At the end of the day, I'm just a kid who grew up in Kodiak and really loves music, and I just try to bring those two things together.
Take a hike, literally, put your shoes on. Maybe pyramid, I'm feeling it, or wait, have you gone? To barometer, it's awesome, or let's get a move on. Grab a walking stick like Gandalf, I get my groove on.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out our website, alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.